Take the next little step and big shifts will happen in your career by Lisa Espinosa. One of my greatest joys in the work I do is being able to help women clear through the internal clutter and outer too, so they can listen to their soul and start taking steps towards the evolution of their career. As I go out into the world and share my message with new women who have a variety of different backgrounds and are on different career paths, I am struck by the common worries and confusion that they share with me about listening to their soul. Some of these include, I can't hear my soul, it just doesn't speak to me. Or, I hear my soul, but there's no guidance about my career, it's all about unrelated stuff. Or, I know what my soul wants me to do, but I have big resistance. Or finally, I'm afraid to stop and listen to my soul. What if it tells me to do something really difficult, like quitting my job? These women have often gone months or even years with a mental depleting loop of worry, hope, confusion about what it is their soul wants them to do next. Understandably, many of these women have looked for external solutions to their career restlessness and even pain, such as getting more training, updating resumes, and networking. But still they feel stuck. I tell them that the way to unstuckness is always to simplify and just take the next right step. That's it. Take the next little step. The next little step that you can do that day or that week. Please note that if it's a step that requires planning and research and more than a few days, then it's not the next little step. The next step is always a step you can take that day or soon after. This seems so simple that oftentimes women resist this guidance. They have parts that want complicated formulas and hard practices that they need to do to fix themselves. So to hear that they just need to do the next right step can almost feel anticlimactic. At the same time, there is a big sigh of relief because the truth is they really don't want anything complicated. They want ease and flow. Which, by the way, is a sign that your soul is leading the way. So, for example, one woman felt restless in her marketing job. Her work just didn't feel fulfilling anymore, but she was confused about what to do. However, every time she tried asking her soul about her career, she never received clarity. The only thing that her intuition kept telling her was that she needed to clean her diet. This seemed so unrelated to her career that she kept dismissing this guidance. She wanted her soul to give her details about her career, and her diet had nothing to do with her career. When we started working together, I explained that on the path to evolving your career, your soul often starts by giving you what seems like un-career-related guidance. So I encouraged her to take that little step of adjusting her diet. This didn't mean a big overhaul of her eating. It just meant doing some important adjustments that she had been receiving guidance on for a long time. These were things she could start that same week. I reassured her that yes, this was what her soul was guiding her to do, so trust it. Sure enough, as she followed that guidance, her body felt better. She started to relax and was able to have much clearer meditations. She also felt happier and calmer because the sense of urgency was lifted, which made it even easier for my client to hear her soul's guidance. Soon her soul provided some specific guidance about her career that was very helpful, and she started to take those little steps. Soon big shifts started happening, and little step by little step, her career started evolving. This brief summary of my client's process is, of course, somewhat oversimplified. There were other aspects to her journey that were important. But this step of getting started and listening to her soul, even when it felt unrelated to her career, was essential. This is one example of hundreds. The important thing to notice is that my client's soul was speaking to her, but my client was dismissing the guidance because it felt unrelated to her career. This is very common and can lead to much frustration and waste of time. You must remember that your soul is wise and it knows what you need. Also, your soul wants to make you a vibrational match to your evolved career. It doesn't want to just get you another job. It wants to bring you the evolution you truly long for. This means your soul will often first give you guidance about improving your health, or clearing house clutter, or creating clear boundaries with loved ones, because those are foundational things that need to be put in place before it can give you guidance specifically about your career. So, my dears, is there anything your soul is guiding you to do that feels unrelated to your career but just keeps coming to you? If so, then take a little step related to that guidance today or this week and start to feel the joy and ease that will begin to flow. Many blessings, Lisa. P.S. If you feel ready to receive soulful and practical mentoring around evolving your career, schedule a breakthrough session with me. You can read the details below, or you can find the details on my website at lisaespinosa.net. That's lisaespinosa.net in the Get Started tab. Thank you.